You're with Michael Parker on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Michael Parker. We are back. This is TNT. My show is The Program, and I wish you could see my Zoom screen. I have never had this many guests at one time, so this is going to be an adventure. And I'm going to skip the news in this particular hour because we've got multiple guests. And tonight, there is going to be an event in Hollywood. It is called A Night for Ukraine. It's going to be at the Saban Theater, which is a beautiful theater in Beverly Hills, Hollywood kind of area. And it is the premiere of a film called Bad Roads. And I am joined by the producers and the directors. And we're going to talk about the film. And all in full disclosure, I have not seen the film yet. I'm going to see it tonight. So they're going to tell me about it. And we're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about the film. And we're going to talk about the fact that it is a nominee for the Academy Awards. So good morning to everyone. And let's see if everybody can say who they are and what they're, let's start with Valentina and then go around and tell me what you're doing with the film.
Michael, good morning. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. We are very excited about tonight. I am the chairman of Queen Studios Entertainment here in Los Angeles and one of the producers of this very beautiful night. I can't tell you how excited and proud we are to create this beautiful evening of support for Ukraine. And here we have the director, Natalka Vorozbit from Ukraine. We picked her up at the airport a couple of days ago, and we have more than 1,000 guests tonight. So it's going to be a night to remember.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there with my wife and my guest, Daniel Martinez, who's running for Congress here in California. He's going to be there tonight as well.
Wonderful. We're very happy to have you with us.
Irina, tell us what you did on the film. You're one of the producers, correct?
I'm one of the producers, but not the film, but the event. Yes, and I'm a deep friend of Natalka. We've been known each other for years, and I know how talented she is. And I'm happy to share her message with the whole world and tonight in Hollywood.
And Helena, are you the interpreter for Natalka, or are you a producer on the film or part of the film?
No, I'm not part of the film. I'm actually interpreting for Natalka today.
Okay, fantastic. Well, say hello to her, and I'm looking forward to the film tonight. Which city in Ukraine or which part of Ukraine is Natalka from?
Natalka, з якого міста ви з України?
I'm from Kyiv. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Well, tell her thank you for joining us, and I'm glad she's here. Is her family safe in Kyiv? One of my a person who has a show right after me, Jim Breslow, his wife is from Ukraine and her family is in Kyiv. Is Natalka's family safe in Kyiv?
Наталка, вони дуже раді, що ви тут сьогодні присутні, і вони просто хотіли знати, чи все гаразд з вашою сім'єю, якщо у вас є ще родичі в Києві. Наступний презентер програми Джим Брезлов, який буде мати програму після нього, в нього дружина з України, і її родичі всі в Києві, і зараз все з ними гаразд, тому він хотів запитатися, чи все гаразд з вашими родичами.
Дякую за роботу. Моя сім'я, моя донька і моя мама, ми у Відні зараз, а мій чоловік зараз у Києві.
Thank you for asking, very kind of you. Her mom and her daughter are in Vienna, and her husband is back in Kyiv, but they all seem to be okay. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us. And so I'm looking forward to the event tonight. Let's talk about the film. Now, like I say, in full disclosure, I haven't seen the film, and anyone can answer this. Tell me about the film, how it came about. It looks like it's adapted from a play. What is the film Bad Roads about?
Він дуже радий, що ви тут сьогодні. Він хоче сказати, що він, на жаль, фільму не бачив, але він його сьогодні побачить. І він знає, що фільм базований на п'єсі, і він просто хоче запитати про що саме цей фільм.
На початку війни, в 2014-2015 році, я дуже багато їздила на Донбас, вивчаючи природу цієї війни, вивчаючи людські стосунки. І ну, я була дуже вражена з цим досвідом. І тоді я написала п'єсу, яка складається з 6 новел. Це різні ситуації, різні людські історії на фоні війни, яка абсолютно неочікувано і жахливо розгорнулася на початку 21-го століття в центрі Європи. Перекладіть, я потім договорю.
Mm-hmm. So the movie takes place in 2014 and 2015. So Natalka went to Donbass when Russia invaded, when the war actually started. She was interested in the nature and war, and she was interested in the relationship of the people on the with the war as the background. So that prompted her to write a play, and that play has 6 stories. So the same as the movie, it's 6 stories of 6 people with the war on the background. And it was Understood. Really surprising that that war was very unexpected, and it was very surprising that something like that can happen in Central Europe in the middle of in 21st century.
I was surprised by it as well. I didn't think it would happen. I'm sorry, somebody was going to speak.
Фільм війшло 5 історій в результаті з п'єси. Це стосунки між людьми, але перш за все це жіночий погляд на війну, тому що зазвичай всі фільми про війну знімаються чоловіками і для чоловіків, і для мене було дуже важливим саме жіночу версію розповісти, бо жінки завжди найбільші жертви в цій історії, в них напевно, вони найбільше потерпають від насильства, як і тоді, так а зараз особливо. І оцей жіночий погляд мені здавалось дуже важливим донести.
So the movie, unlike the play, has only 5 stories, but for Natalka it was important to tell the perspective of the war from that women perspective of the war, because no, usually when we have war movies it's all about men, and yes, we know that when it comes to victims, women are mostly the victims of the war, and they suffer from rape and all kind of assault. So it was very important for Natalka to make the movie from women's perspective.
Valentina, how did you become involved with this project?
I worked with Irina and her husband, director-producer Constantin Pham, on an Oscar campaign 3 years ago for their film Kaddish, which was running for three Oscars, I think, music and best film, foreign film, etc. And since then, we've been collaborating together on a million of initiatives, and this one was very close to all of our hearts. So as soon as we met again after this very weird 3 years, we're like, what can we do? This last crisis needs the support of Hollywood and the voice of Hollywood. Because keep in mind, Michael, this film ran for the Oscar for the nomination this year, and this was January and February. By mid-February, the war, this last chapter of the war in Ukraine, started. So Natalka had to fly back to Ukraine, and this film couldn't run the normal campaign that an Oscar film would run. So it was our pride and joy actually to bring it back where everybody has awareness of what's going on, because by now the news spread globally, and actually bring a piece of what really goes on, because this film is really a great testimony. It's very raw. I mean, some people watch it and it's like, is this a real story? Is this a documentary? Because it is extremely, extremely vivid. And keep in mind that Natalka is one of the most well-known, famous and acclaimed screenwriter and scriptwriter in Ukraine as well as in Russia. So the her writing is beyond good and beyond profound. So you would see the film. I don't want to sell it to you tonight. You will be part of it. But that's how it started. And when we started, we thought just to do a very cultural kind of evening. And then all the association got together from the Ukrainian Cultural Institute, the Ukraine General Consulate, other 10 international consulates, the Shoah Foundation, Foundation, Temple of the Arts, Creative Visions, and on and on. So by now, it's been a whole Hollywood film industry and more diplomatic world united for this evening.
Oh, I'm expecting it to be a very big event. Is the film going to have domestic release here in the U.S.?
This is for Natalka, yes, because I don't know about its distribution so far.
Natalka, він запитує, чи фільм буде показано тут в кінотеатрах Сполучених Штатів.
Буде? Чи буде?
Чи його будуть показувати в Сполучених Штатах в кінотеатрах?
Я, чесно кажучи, це питання більше до мого продюсера. Я не знаю про плани на майбутнє. Сподіваюся, що так.
She really hopes so, but she says the producers probably are the better people to ask.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
The producer of the film is not in here, but if there is any chance, we will certainly help and support the American and international distribution. It's a film that must be seen for sure.
Well, I mean, I think it would have great success. And I think it would, I mean, listen, this event tonight, clearly, I'm guessing there's going to probably be local news there as well. And the Ukraine crisis, I mean, has brought attention to the country that I don't know that it's ever had to this extent before. So I think that a lot of people, there would be great interest in the film. I mean, I think it's surely a certainty that it would get domestic release eventually.
Yes, and it's so important because let's face it, I mean, none of us really knew what was going on in there up to now. And even myself, and I'm European, but we had no idea. Yes, we knew a little bit of turmoil, but it's like with the Middle East. Oh, they're always in turmoil. And you just send it away like that. But you see the film and you do understand really what's going on. And it's quite... It's quite severe, actually. So I'm glad that this film at least arrived to the top level in Hollywood. And from now on, we will commit to make it seen through festivals, other events. We're planning to have events in Washington, D.C. and New York and promote the cause, if nothing else, for awareness. And because I think us as a global society, we owe it to the Ukrainian people.
Irina, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. So you are your producer, your husband's a producer. That's how Valentina met you. And you're working on the event tonight. What else was your involvement with Bad Roads?
Last 10 years, we have been working on the project devoted to Holocaust victims. And everything we wanted to do is just to make sure it never happened. And it happened. So that's why we feel the importance to help Ukraine as much as we can and do whatever we can, you know. So at the beginning of the war, my husband is from Kharkov, from Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And right now we have 5 refugees at our house. And I know exactly how it's going, how stressful, how horrible, you know, their experience is. And right from the beginning, we started doing whatever we can with all the needs people had. And right now, we, as the filmmakers, we feel the urge to help those who are on the front line. And there are many videographers, many photographers, many, and even, you know, writers, casting directors and people, you know, from film industry never been to war, and they all are on the front line right now. So we feel this connection with them and desire to help any way we can. So right now we are launching this campaign to help creative activists there in Ukraine. So this is,
and
you know, this is how
Irina, I'm not sure if I'm not sure if mm-hmm. I missed something. Where are you in? You live in Ukraine as well?
I'm in San Diego, we have been living here for last 10 years. But we are very much, you know, connected with Europe. My husband is a filmmaker. He's filming everywhere, you know.
But you're originally from Ukraine as well.
I'm originally from Russia, and then I have connections with Ukraine, I have Ukrainian and Russian blood, so I'm, you know, that example of a mixture and feeling all this disaster in my soul, you know, being torn away in different sites. But from the beginning, from the first day, it was clear for me, you know, where is evil or kindness. And I understand that the invasion is invasion.
Yes. Helena, I would like
to keep in mind, this is a very good example, Michael, of the fact that a lot of the Russian people are actually completely against this war. They are very supportive of each other. So this is more of a political war than a people war per se, which is always what's happened, even like with Israel and Palestine. If you go there, then the people are actually very supportive of each other, but for historical reasons, the two places are against one another. And I also want to add another point, because for us with this event was very important also to be very hands-on. And so it wasn't just about the film, but we wanted to actually create a practical tool with which we could help these people. So we are doing a fundraising in the evening. It's a voluntary fundraising, obviously. So everybody is invited for free to come and watch the film. We just asked to RSVP because by now we are more than 1,000. But then we ask for a fundraise to help. And we are working towards the fundraising with Save Ukraine Life, which is one of the most safe nonprofit organizations. And on the American side with Creative Visions, which has been a great foundation for film and hands-on help in many troubled countries. And also we invited Joblio. Joblio is a platform, a digital platform, the first one in his own kind, that helps immigrants to find safe work, a regular visa, especially in these countries such as Ukraine right now. Joblio has been doing an amazing, outstanding work, bringing entire families in Poland and Moldova, finding shelters for them, providing visa and safe work in other countries, including now the US and Canada, which open a specific way where these Ukrainian people can enter with the regular visa and a permit to work. So we felt like we cover all the angles of this topic, and John Purizanski, founder of Joblio, will be with us tonight for the Q&A.
Is that Joblio, J-O-B-L-I-O? Am I hearing that correctly? Joblio?
Joblio.co. And it's an American company originated in New York and Miami. Right now is active in 40 countries and with offices in Moldova, Azerbaijan, and many other places to find safe work. As you know, the immigration is the source of all human trafficking, sex trafficking, child abuse. Yep. And God knows if Ukrainian is one of the most exploited right now. So this is such an important point to find an organization that is actually pro people, that is protecting the people all the way through the traveling, the finding work, a good and safe place to live, and monitoring it. So this is a very important work that this organization is doing. It is doing it in collaboration with the Interpol to guarantee safety, and is doing it with proper visa. So very, very good work, and we're very proud to collaborate with them also through this event and spread the word. Many people and families that have relatives in Ukraine do not know that this is a tool that they can use to find, provide tools, visas, work for their families that are stuck in Ukraine. But actually, there are organizations that are doing this outstanding work and very successfully.
I would like to share that information. If I can get it from you after the show, I'd like to put it out on my feed so that people can access this. We're going to take a quick break. I'm speaking with the director and the producers of the film Bad Roads. We're going to have a premiere of that tonight in Beverly Hills/Hollywood. I'm looking forward to it. This is TNT. This show is called Deep Program. I'm your host, Michael Parker, and we'll be right back.
We're the pinup boys and poster girls for free speech. We just don't look as impressive as Vladimir Putin shirtless on a horse. Yeah. 24/7, 365. We never stop sifting fact from fiction, misinformation from the truth. From government overreach to the latest on mandates, big tech censorship to propaganda gone mad. Listen to TNT Radio and get the news and views direct from our expert presenters and commentators anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
I think people should come to Freedom Fest for the friendship, getting to know folks, getting to talk with people that have similar views, but also can kind of challenge you a little bit.
One of the best things about Freedom Fest is coming here and learning that you are not alone in your fight for freedom.
There's people from all walks of life, from all across the United States and even the world, come here.
Don't miss Freedom Fest,
the largest liberty event of the year.
July 13th to 16th at the Mirage in Las Vegas. For more information, go to freedomfest.com.
Get breaking news on your phone when it happens. Download our app from the Google Play and App Store now.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
It is Thursday, June the 23rd here in Los Angeles, California. I'm your host, Michael Parker. This is Deep Program. I'm speaking to a wonderful group of women right now who are bringing us a film tonight in Beverly Hills. And I'm going to be at the premiere. I feel very fortunate about that. And I have a question for Natalka. So when she went to create this film written after the play, how long, I didn't know that she was as well known as she is. So was it hard to get the film made as a, or did people, were they ready to make the film, and how long did it take to make the film?
Наталка, він вибачається, він не знав, що ви настільки відомий сценарист в Україні. Він хотів запитатися про фільм і скільки часу вам забрало цей фільм зробити, і чи вам було важко його зробити?
Ну, треба сказати, що це мій дебют, я до цього не зняла жодного фільму, це мій перший фільм. І це не взяло багато часу, бо в нас був маленький бюджет і маленький і великий дедлайн такий, ну, тобто треба було швидко здати. Тому ми зняли його фактично за 3-4 місяці. І, звісно ж, це був дуже тяжкий досвід, тому що це фільм важкий, жорсткий, історії, які там розповідаються, вони можуть травмувати, як і мене, так і глядачів, так і всіх учасників, але в той же час це була така власна терапія, яка мені допомогла також пережити в якійсь мірі цей досвід.
So, this was her first movie, so this was her debut movie, yes. And she said it was difficult to make because they had a small budget and they had deadline to, so it took them, the production took just three, four months. The experience of making the movie was very difficult because the stories are very traumatizing, both to make and to watch. But at the same time, it was a therapeutic experience for her as a director because it helped her deal with the situation.
I have a follow-up question. So if I'm understanding this correctly, it's an anthology film. It's made up of several stories, I think. And B, so what was the time period that it was actually made during? Was this last year, a year before?
Наталка, він просто хоче допитати. Він так зрозуміє, що це антологія з п'яти історій. І він хоче запитати, коли час дії в самому фільмі, коли сам фільм відбувається.
Дякую за питання, бо це дуже важливо. Зараз багато хто сприймає цей фільм як про зараз, але це фільм про початок війни, про 14-15 роки. Події відбуваються на сході України, в основному на Донбасі, на територіях, які були певний час в окупації, після окупації російської. І тоді був досить інший контекст. в 2014-2015 році. Зараз би це було інше кіно, але тоді українці були настільки шоковані тим, що відбулося, вони настільки не могли повірити, що це Росія змогла почати цю війну. І саме цьому першому враженню від війни, власне, присвячений, напевно, цей фільм.
So it's a very important question, and thank you for asking it. So the events in the movie take place in 2014 and 2015 when the war actually started. And yes. The movie takes place in the east of Ukraine, in Donbass. It's after the Russian occupation. And the movie actually has a different context to the what is happening right now. So she's emphasizing how Ukrainians were shocked at that time that Russia actually invaded. They couldn't believe it. And the movie is actually about that first shock that Ukrainians experienced.
And I'm sorry, I'm taking all this information. She did say that initially, and I missed that. The emphasis on the fact that Ukrainians were shocked, I was shocked as well. I did not think that this would happen. I thought that regardless of one's feelings about Putin, I wouldn't have thought that he would pursue what he's done. So I think many of us were shocked. What does she think happens in the next coming months with Ukraine?
Він говорить, що він так само був шокований. Він каже, незалежно від того, що ми думаємо про Путіна, він ніколи не сподівався, що він може таке зробити. І в нього є запитання для вас. Що ви думаєте станеться наступного місяця? На протязі наступного місяця?
Я занадто всередині цієї історії, цієї теми, щоб бути якимсь пророком і передбачати ситуацію, бо я насправді дуже боюся. Кожного дня я читаю новини, і я відчуваю страх. І навіть коли зовні люди говорять про нашу перемогу, я насправді розумію, що ця перемога дасться нам дуже великою ціною, тому що буде вже неймовірна кількість жертв, зруйнованих місць, життя. І я не можу пророкувати, я тільки можу сподіватися, що ми переможемо якомога скоріше, ну, звичайно, не без допомоги світу, бо самі ми не впораємося.
She says it's really hard for her to make any prediction because she's really, really involved. We are all involved in it. She says that she's really scared, and even when people are talking about our victory, it's really hard when you watch the news. And we all believe that we're going to win, but it's going to be we are paying a really, really high price. Too many people die, too many victims, too many lives destroyed. And she can only hope that we win, and we cannot do it by ourselves. The world needs to help us.
Більше 80% росіян підтримують війну в Україні. Їм потрібна ця війна, вони в неї вірять. І культурні діячі, які на протязі 8 років все це відбувалося, вони нічого, абсолютно нічого не робили для того, щоб зупинити цю війну і змінити ситуацію, власне, свою і свого майбутнього в власній країні і якось повпливати на свій народ. Тому ми маємо дуже сильного і дуже мотивованого противника, який дійсно хоче нас знищити, який нас ненавидить і вірить в це свято. Це не тільки політика. Це російський народ в це вірить.
She says the another very important issue is that 80% of Russians are actually support the war. And when the war started 8 years ago, all the artists and all they didn't do anything to actually change situation in the country, and they have a leader, the Russians have the leader who is very determined to destroy Ukrainians.
The next question that I have to ask her is delicate, but how do Ukrainians feel about the West at this point? Because in my previous segment, it was my opinion, so I'm only speaking for me. At the beginning of this, I wish that the U.S. government had tried to mediate the situation, and we didn't. And I wonder, because she mentioned that, you know, the Ukraine needs the world's help to become victorious. Is Ukraine upset with the West or disappointed in us? I think we should have mediated. How does she feel?
В нього таке дуже делікатне питання. Він запитує, як ви ставитеся до Заходу. Він, його особиста думка, він вважає, що Захід повинен був, ну, ще до того, як почалася війна, бути більш посередником між Україною, ну, між Україною і Росією, але вони це не зробили, і він просто хоче запитати, яке ваше ставлення до Заходу.
Абсолютно вважаю, з 8 років ігнорувалася війна в Україні. Мені забороняли до останнього моменту продюсер, коли я представляла свій фільм, говорити слово «війна». На Заході мене просили говорити «конфлікт». І це мене завжди дуже засмучувало, бо цей фільм створений саме для того, щоб докричатися до світу, що відбувається насправді в Україні. Перекладіть далі, що скажу.
Okay, so when she, this is the situation, when the war started 8 years ago, she feels like the world was turning the blind eye, because she, you know, she was trying to show it with her art, but she was not even allowed to say the world war, she was only allowed to say the conflict, and it was very upsetting for her.
Всі українські лиці, більшість переважно, займали всі 8 років саме темою війни, дослідженням цієї війни, з метою розказати світові. І це ігнорувалося. І тільки зараз, після 24 лютого, всі почали показувати ці фільми, аналізувати, дивуватися, як це могло статися. Але це дійсно запізно. Світ дозволив цій війні статися, на жаль.
She said the Ukrainian media were very active since the war started in 2014. They were researching the reasons and looking deeply into the war, and they were trying to shove the West, but they were completely ignoring it. And then when the 24th of February, when there was a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, suddenly the world is paying attention, and suddenly they are asking, why did it happen and how is it happening? And everybody's shocked. Now all these they are starting to pay attention to all these materials that they were offered before, and all the movies that were made.
Can you say the last part again? It was fading out just a little bit.
The world started to pay attention after February 24th, after the full scale invasion, and they were very shocked how this happened. They couldn't believe it. And now they are paying attention to all the materials, media, and films that are coming from Ukraine.
Yes. And well, I would like to say one other thing to Natalka, because she mentioned the artists of Russia, and this is just my general observation. I thought initially that there were Russians who were not in favor of the invasion, especially young people. And I would have guessed that artists wouldn't have been in favor of this, but it always seems like when there is a conflict, whichever side you're on, even if you don't like the leader, it galvanizes support behind, that's why politicians do this often. It galvanizes support behind a leader or a cause, tribalism perhaps, but I'm surprised that not more artists on the Russian side have spoken out against this, but maybe they're scared.
Так, він почув, що ви сказали, що дуже багато митців в Росії, вони не виступили проти війни з Україною. І він каже, що це, можливо, нормальний, такий звичайний феномен, навіть якщо ти не підтримуєш свого лідера, але ти належиш до табору росіян, ти мусиш підтримувати Росію. А також він думає, може вони так само бояться?
Це сталося не в один день, і Путін прийшов не 4 роки тому, а 20 років тому, і не завжди було це страшно виступати. Я думаю, що це питання комфорту, перш за все, було, і небажання, ну, російська культура завжди існує паралельно своїм життям, вона не включена в політичні процеси, так сталося історично.
She says that, you know, Putin didn't come to power 4 years ago. He has been there for 20 years and everybody was very comfortable with it. So it is a matter of comfort. And she says historically what happened, that the Russian culture exists parallel to the Russian politics.
I get that. Valentina, tonight, this event, as Natalka pointed out, now the spotlight is on Ukraine. Probably too late. But tonight we're going to raise awareness for that and hopefully raise money for these various groups that can help Ukrainian refugees and people who want to come here to work. So let's talk more about that. What else can we do to get the word out about your event and get more people there and just get the word about a film?
Well, I think the best is to be with us tonight for sure, because the enthusiasm and to see it with us, with the director, I think it has a different impact for sure. And I think everybody has to tune in. You know, it's been 3 years that we became very secluded in general, and I hear it from everybody, you know, in America and in Europe, because of the COVID, because of the crisis and everything. It's a time this that is asking us to get together again, to be more in tune with what's going on, and to realize really, I mean, while we're having a life and it's summertime, you know, there is really a country in here that is right there, I mean, next to Europe, where we have our families in here, we are actually all pretty much on that side of the world, that is in such distress. So I think the best is really to be aware and find a way, you know. Another way is to host people, you know, because the American government now gave special visas to these people and work permit, except of course they have to have a job and a place where they stay. So there are a lot of families in Canada and America that right now are hosting other families from Ukraine and helping them get proper work, whether it's labor work, you know, or more specific work like nursing and hospitals, you know, elder caring and stuff. So these are things that we can all do. We all know that it's not easy to host a family when we have our problems and stuff. And Irina is here, a witness, that she's witnessing 5 people in her house. That disrupts a lot our lives. But those are certainly hands-on type of help that we can give. Other than that, you know, we ask for something much smaller in this screening. We ask for a donation of $10, and that is very doable. Sometimes baby steps is all that we need to do, because if we are many doing it, you know, it has a good result.
Irina, talk about your experience of hosting these people in your home.
Well, they came completely traumatized. And it, you know, it's interesting to observe that it's hard for them even to enjoy our, you know, beautiful Californian weather and ocean and everything we have here and take for granted. And you can tell that it takes time for, you know, even to just to be adjusted. I understand that it's a foreign country for them, you know, foreign language, but it's about the emotional well-being. And what is also important to mention that men are not allowed to leave the country. So all right. Those refugees, they are women with children. And just imagine, with no money, no job, in a foreign country with little kids, it's unbelievable, you know, what they have going through.
I can hear the emotion in your voice. Let's stop there. I had forgotten that men weren't allowed to leave Ukraine. I'm speaking with the filmmakers behind the film Bad Roads. It is going to have a screening tonight here in Los Angeles. It's called A Night for Ukraine. There are many good groups that are working with this event tonight. I'm going to be in there and I'll give you a report about it tomorrow, but I'm honored that everyone is here on the show today. This is TNT. My name is Michael Parker. We'll be right back.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Jeremy Beck.
The Republican primary runoff election for the Alabama Senate on the 21st of June saw a convincing win for Katie Britt, who received 64.8% of the vote against challenger Mo Brooks with 35.2%. This is a win for former President Donald Trump, who endorsed Britt, but Trump initially endorsed Brooks before rescinding this endorsement in March. Katie Britt has notably criticized Congress for its $40 billion package to assist Ukraine, which to her is the definition of America last. She has cautioned against flexing US military muscle with no end goal or resolution in mind. Mo Brooks, on the other hand, has taken a hardline anti-Russia position and has actively supported Finland and Sweden's applications to join NATO. Backing Russia into a corner threatens nuclear war, so the defeat of Brooks in this runoff election is one small step towards world peace. I'm Jeremy Beck for TNT Radio.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you won't find PTSD by looking at a thermometer. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a bandage. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
This is where you get your daily ration of high-velocity conversation. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
This is The Program. I'm your host, Michael Parker. We are here for our final segment with the makers of the Bad Roads film and the event here in Hollywood tonight. And this question is for Natalka, or actually a comment. I want to express congratulations to her on the making of the film and the fact that we're going to have this event tonight. And I'm guessing that she's got to be pretty excited, because I know she's going to give the introduction as well tonight.
Він вас вітає, що ви зробили такий чудовий фільм, і що ви його презентуєте сьогодні, і ви сьогодні будете так, і він питається, чи ви тішитеся тим, що ви сьогодні будете давати презентацію фільму?
Ну, звісно, я дуже-дуже схвильована тим, що це відбуватиметься сьогодні в Лос-Анджелесі. Я знаю, що прийде багато людей. Я знаю, що ця подія присвячена підтримці України, нагадуванню людям, що це відбувається тут і зараз. І, звісно, для мене це дуже важливо, і я сподіваюся на хороший результат цього показу.
Yes, she's very excited. She knows that there will be a lot of people coming, and she knows the spotlight will be on Ukraine, and she hopes for the positive outcome out of the viewing today, tonight.
I think there will be a very positive outcome. Oh, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Вану, дуже це дуже важливо, що такі події відбуваються. Я дякую Ірині, Кості, Валентині за організацію. Тому що до війни дуже швидко звикають, коли вона довго, вона стає нудною, люди перемикають новини, а такі речі, вони нагадують про те, що відбувається, і це велика допомога і підтримка для нас.
She says it's a very important event, and she is very grateful to Irina and Valentina for organizing it, because people are getting used to the war. It's just becoming this stagnant in the background, and it's very important to bring it into the spotlight for people understand that this is still happening.
That is a very good point. And some things happened this week that are concerning to me. Lithuania is blocking Russia. I hope this doesn't make that situation even worse. Valentina, I want to go to you. So tonight's event. It's in partnership with the Consulate General of Ukraine, the Ukrainian yes. Culture Center, the Temple of the Arts and Creative Visions. Talk a little bit about those various groups right quick. I want to give them Absolutely. Props for their participation. Yes.
Well, we've been collaborating with Temple of the Arts and Creative Visions on many, many different films and initiatives. But with the Consul General of Ukraine, it was the first time, and at first we were a little hesitant to see if he would embrace the project, you know, even out of diplomatic reasons. Sometimes these kind of big organizations, diplomatic organizations, stays outside of it, you know. But instead, I found a human being that was extremely supportive. The consulate is actually in San Francisco, and the general consulate just called me and said that, you know, I'm honored. I will take the plane and come and speak at the event. I want my people to know that we are here to support. And that was wonderful. And not to talk about the Ukrainian Cultural Institute and Larissa, the director, who has been extremely helpful in tuning in with all the Ukrainian and Russian society in here that was of great support, and then contacting all the other consulates, you know, from Italy, Germany, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and on, that then answered very positively and are attending with us tonight. So that's unprecedented and very, very good to see how the Hollywood industry is supporting, but also the representative of such many countries responded right away. So that's very good news. Among the guests, we do have also members of the Hollywood Foreign Press, the Golden Globe Awards, member of the Academies, member of the SAG committee. So this is it's not only a screening for the people of Ukraine and, of course, for the citizen of Los Angeles, but it's been embraced very highly by the film industry.
I want to make a correction. I may have said this incorrectly a minute ago. It's the Ukrainian Culture Center, not the Institute. So no, I think this is fantastic. I think it's going to be a really big night. I think it's going to be a great night. And Irina, I want you to have some comments as well about the evening.
I'm very pleased to be one of the organizers of this very, very important event. And I feel it's a good opportunity for Hollywood industry and the whole society to spread awareness of what's going on. I know that the news are, you know, kind of fading, and Ukraine-Russian conflict is not that, you know, exciting for some newsmakers, but it doesn't mean that the war is over, and we have to talk about it. We have to do whatever we can to be active, to help this, to help Ukrainians to win this war. Thank you.
And also, if I may say, Michael, you know, many times we are so numbed by the news. So we don't want to hear the news anymore, but we are very much more receptive to a film, because it conveys a message through emotions, through vision, to the story of someone else that we can follow and feel for it, which is exactly what we don't do in the news. We kind of distanciate ourselves from the news because it's just too much. It's too raw. It's too unpersonal. But this film offers actually a great window to dip ourselves in the lives of these people, these characters, and really understand what it is to be in that environment and feel. So, you know, a film has been always conveying a message so much more universally than any news. And we count on the power of Bad Roads for sure.
I would like to echo that. I have said that many times, that art, music, comedy, film has more impact in delivering a message than the news does, because artists like Natalka can create something, and then a person takes that in, and they walk away from it, and they begin to internalize that and absorb it. Whereas if the news just points a finger at you and tells you something, you may refute that or rebuke it. But if you hear it in a joke or you see it in a film or you hear it in a song, and then you come to your own conclusions as a result, it's a much more powerful experience.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Helena, I would like to... Beautiful. Helena, I'd like to offer Natalka the opportunity to make some final comments to our audience, because we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. So anything she would like to say to my audience, she has the floor.
Наталка, у нас лишилося 4 чи 5 хвилин, і він хоче дати вам можливість звернутися до аудиторії і зробити так, якби останній прощальний коментар.
Дякую. Я, по-перше, хочу попередити, що цей фільм 18+, що він дійсно досить важкий для перегляду, і бажано, щоб не було дітей і підлітків з собою. Я хочу сказати, що... Чи вам краще я буду поетапно, да, напевно, Галина? Давайте, спершу.
So, thank you for giving her this opportunity. The first thing that she would like to mention that this is an R-rated movie. It's 18+. So, it's not, it's advisable not to bring children and adolescents to see this movie.
Okay. Також я хочу сказати, що поділитися тим, що мене вразило, коли я почала досліджувати цю тему, як швидко людина дегуманізується, як швидко з людини під час війни злітають всі цивілізаційні, вся цивілізація надбана, вона в одну мить зникає, і війна – це страшенна провокація знищити цей світ.
She says that one thing that it really impressed me observing this war, so how quickly the human beings dehumanize. So all these gains of all this civilization gains disappear. We become uncivilized, you know?
Також дуже важливо розуміти, що людина проявляє на війні як хороше, так і погане в максимальній просто... максимальному масштабі, на який вона здатна. І крім поганого, жахливого, саме зараз в Україні люди роблять абсолютно героїчні, неймовірні речі.
She says that during the war, people are capable to extremes. They are capable of maximum goodness and maximum badness. And that's why she says that you see how all this Ukrainian heroism, it's basically unhuman, but it's because of the war.
І ця війна взагалі дуже зараз хороший тест на людяність в усьому світі, на співчуття, на підтримку, тому що такої кількості допомоги, такої кількості волонтерської допомоги, самовіддачі, підтримки, напевно, не отримувала жодна країна під час війни.
She says that this war is a test for humanity for the whole world, and it has to be mentioned that no country in the world ever got such a support as Ukraine is getting now, the volunteering and all kind of support.
І тому я вірю, що ми разом переможемо зло, і наступне інтерв'ю буде у нас про те, як ми перемогли, і про нові фільми, які знімаються в Україні українськими режисерами.
So she really believes that together we can conquer this evil and we will it will lead us to victory. And the next time we have the interview, we're going to be talking about victory and how we're going to make more movies.
I like that. That's the spirits. Well, tell her that I look forward to meeting her tonight and shaking her hand.
Він хоче дуже з вами сьогодні познайомитися і пожати вашу руку.
Я також дуже вдячний. До зустрічі, до скорої зустрічі. Я дуже тішуся цим.
Likewise, she's very excited to meet you as well. So she'll see you tonight.
Great. Well, this is going to be a wonderful night because with COVID and all this, man, daddy and mama hardly get out of the house. So we are looking forward to an invite to go to a nice event. Valentina, Irina, Helena, Natalka, all of you, thank you. I will see you all tonight. I'm just about at the end of time, so I'm going to have to run out of here. But I will see you all tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for coming on the show, to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.
It's been my pleasure, my honor. Ladies and gentlemen, this is TNT. This is Deprogram. We're going to wrap this thing up. I will come back to you with more information about the film tomorrow. And look for me on social media. I will be tweeting and putting some information out about the film in the next hours and days. And as Valentina gets me information about Publio, I hope I'm saying that name correctly. I'll get that out there as well as you as well. So to my producer, Alex Bolton, thank you, brother. And to all of you who listen, this is an honor. I do not take it lightly. The fact I get to speak with you all. My name is Michael Parker. This is Deprogram. Until tomorrow, peace.